Welcome back, CEOs. So glad you're here. I hope you're having a great week thus far. Here, we're just starting the brand new quarter four, last quarter of the year. And this got me thinking to planning and prioritizing and how to really work our quarter. So first, it's kind of three big steps. We have to discover our goals. We have to plan, and then we have to work that plan. And certainly our plans need to be adaptable and adjustable. But I really think having an actionable and check-offable, if there's such a word, 90-day plan really helps us gain momentum in our business. So today I want to dive in a little bit about how to prioritize your quarter and come out winning in the end. So I know at the beginning of the year, a lot of us are encouraged to dream big and think big and lay out some big 12-month goals that we want to be able to accomplish in the next year in our business. But many of us find it difficult to be able to then turn those 12-month goals into action plans that really work for us. And a plan without action is really just a wish. We have to be able to follow through on that plan. And that's a big part of why I created the 90-day sprint and also the CEO Pulse Check, which is a resource for CEOs to use every single week to help us stay focused, prioritized, and propel our business forward. The CEO Pulse Check is a great resource to keep you on track for the next 90 days. If you haven't dug into this resource yet, I encourage you to go check it out. It's at ceoamplify.ca/CEO-PulseCheck. And the reason I broke it up into 90-day pieces is that while we love setting big goals for ourselves, sometimes it's really difficult to break down those massive goals. They can feel overwhelming sometimes, and we're not sure where to start. Let's say, for example, that one of your goals is to develop a new program or to write a book. I mean, those are big, massive goals that aren't easily, you know, broken down into little pieces and then work through. And so sometimes even getting started on those goals can be very difficult and very overwhelming. And sometimes we might try in different ways and we're not making a lot of progress. And I don't know about you, but I am certainly not into the brute force and the hustle. I would much rather be strategic and have a sustainable business with manageable milestones that I can progress along as I go. And so 90 days is really, it's short enough to keep us focused, but it's long enough to achieve progress towards a bigger goal. And so that's why I love the 90-day. Think of your year in 90-day sections if you want. It's almost like a sprint, but instead of a 1 week or a 2 week sprint, we're looking at a 12-week sprint. And really where we start to see that momentum and that growth is when we build quarter after quarter. So we have our first 90 days, we make some progress towards our goals. Our next 90 days, we make a little more progress. And over time, we start to see those compounding results. The 90 days also helps us be more nimble and adjust and tweak as we need to. Because CEOs, we know that both business and life can change quicker than we really want it to. And sometimes things happen and we have to be more resilient. We have to get back on track. And so sticking to those 90 days really just helps us take it in pieces instead of a whole big year or 3 or 5 big years in a row. So certainly planning is the beginning. I mean, wise men like Winston Churchill and Benjamin Franklin had quotes about failing to plan is planning to fail, right? But the plan is not where we need to stop. We need to build processes from that plan and actually implement it. We need to put systems in place to help us stay focused and not get pulled off the tracks by shiny objects and what other people are doing and other things that don't fit what our goals are. So let's talk an example of how we might do this, just to keep everyone on the same page here. Let's say you have a big goal, and that is to build out a brand new program, whether it's going to be a coaching program or a course or whatever that's going to look like, but it's going to be a brand new program for you. And you also want to create this while you're running your business. Remember that you still have clients, you might still have a team, things are still rolling along in your business, and you still have to put some of your time towards those things. But in the background, you have a goal of wanting to build out a new program. So we start to think about all the moving parts of building this program. Well, we have to create content, might want to create some resources to have inside the course or offering, whatever that looks like. And then, of course, we need to market the program. We need to sell it. So we need some sales. And then, of course, at the end, we need to deliver the program and get that transformation for our clients. And so breaking that big idea of that big group program down into smaller chunks is exactly what we do inside the 90-day sprint. We help people break out those big goals into more manageable goals, into 90-day goals, and then produce weekly action plans from that so that you know exactly what you need to do each and every week to keep moving you forward towards that big goal. So when we think about how we can break this big goal into that 90 days, a couple of things come to mind. And one is that we have to be honest with ourselves and look at the bandwidth that we have. We have to look at the time that we have available. How much time can we spend working on our business, building out this new program? We have to look at our energy levels because, quite frankly, they're up and down some days. And so we have to be realistic about what we can accomplish. And we have to look at what resources we currently have to help us do this. And of course, if this is a goal that you have never done before, it's a bit of an experiment for you because you don't know how long it's going to actually take, right? And so sometimes just not knowing can just be enough overwhelm to not even get us started. So let's break it down a little further. If we stick with this big goal we have, which is to build out a new program, if we look at the first quarter or the first 90 days, we might be doing things like researching and planning for the program. We might interview current clients or do some market research, might run some surveys or some polls. We really want to know what is the problem that our customers are having and make sure that what we're delivering is going to solve their problem. We may want to map out some key concepts and maybe do some research for the beginning of what the course content would be. So that would take up maybe the first 90 days. Then the second 90 days in quarter two, we might want to start creating the course, looking at the actual content, making the videos, making the worksheets or the resources, and making sure we have a platform that we're going to deliver this course program or service from within the online space. And then the third quarter, so our third 90-day sprint, we're going to look at marketing and actually launching. And so what kind of free content do we want to be able to put out there, which leads people to this paid program? How are we going to put the content out there? Are we going to drip it, have an enrollment period, have an open cart, have it open all the time? All of these things come into play when we're looking at marketing and selling this new product. So that's quarter three. And then finally, you've sold it, and now in quarter four, you want to be able to deliver that to your first group of clients. And you want to be monitoring to make sure that what you're actually giving them gives them the results that they're looking for, and they actually see the transformation that they're looking for. And so that's sort of a big picture of how we might break down building out a new course into those four quarters. And this is while you're still running your business, friends. Don't forget, you still have clients, you still have team, you still have commitments. So some of you are going to say, wait a minute, Donna. I just listened to you and you're telling me it's going to take me a whole year to build out a course. I can't wait that long. I want to sell this thing much faster than that. And so the question becomes, can you move faster? And yes, of course you can. If you have the bandwidth, you can move faster. Some people even choose to test the idea by launching it first and then building the program after they have sales. So basically they create it and then they deliver it after they've already sold it. And certainly this is a valid option, but I encourage you to take some time and reflect on you and the type of person you are. Because it can be stressful to be able to have to create the content sort of ahead of your students week by week. And so sometimes the people find that very stressful. The other thing is, by the time you've sold it and then start creating it, sometimes that can just be darn right exhausting. So I want you to make sure you do some reflection and determine, do you have the capacity, the resources, and the time to be able to sell it that way? And how are you wired? Like, if that's going to stress you, don't do it that way. Take your time and build it out over 90-day sections. All right, so how do we actually create our 90-day plan? So again, the CEO Pulse Check is an excellent resource for this. If you don't have your own copy, I encourage you to go grab one. It really helps you be self-accountable through this process and helps you create a plan and then work your plan so that you stay focused and actually follow through. So there's a couple of steps to this. The first being documenting your 12-month goals. So again, you want a clear picture of what your goal is. You want to make sure it follows a SMART acronym so that you can measure it. It is attainable. It does have a timeline and all those good things. Now, when I'm talking about documenting our 12-month goals, I'm going much deeper than our revenue goals. Having a revenue goal is a first pace to start, but I don't want you to stop there because a revenue goal is an aspirational goal. I want to have $200,000 in revenue. I want to have $1 million in revenue, whatever that looks like for your business. But we want to go deeper than that. We want to look at what action-oriented goals, the how of you, how you're going to get that revenue. So if you set the revenue goal, what are you going to do to be able to attain it? How are you going to get there? What action-oriented goals are going to get you that revenue goal that you want? And so this is when we really want to take a step back, look at our personal finance goals, look at our revenue goals, and then what are we going to sell in order to reach that goal? So that's the first step along the way. And then we need to be able to commit and implement the strategies and the systems that we need in order to be able to reach that revenue goal. And so when you're thinking about your goals, I want you to make sure that for every product you're selling, you have three key systems in place. You have a marketing system, a sales system, and a delivery system. If those three systems aren't in place, then that's one of your goals that you need to work on for each product that you sell. Because once you have these repeatable rinse and repeat systems in your business, then they'll keep going, right? They're ongoing. They'll keep going. You can keep selling your products. And now you have more time to be able to focus on your creative ideas, on making that new product, on doing something different. But you have to make sure that you have those three systems in place. And so these three systems really help us be consistent, but also help us with predictable profit. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the five-part framework of these three systems, the marketing, the sales, and the delivery, so that you understand exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, sales and delivery are pretty clear, but I find the one that people get confused about the most is marketing. Most of us think about marketing as nurture marketing, but there's a whole other piece to marketing that we have to make sure we have set up and have a system for. So the five-part framework, they all C's, so it's they all start with the letter C, helps me remember. And so the first step is captivate. And this is where we're getting in front of brand new people, people who are not in our world, people who have never heard of us before, but something that we have comes in front of them. And so there's three main ways to captivate a new audience. One is SEO. And while SEO certainly works, we have to understand it's a long game, right? You're not going to start putting keywords in SEO today and show up on the top of Google's page tomorrow. And so, yes, it's a good strategy to have, but it's a longer term to see results. The second way we can captivate is using other people's audiences. So things like interviews, podcasts, teaching in other people's groups or masterminds, that puts us in front of new people to us. And then the third way is paid ads. Now, certainly paid ads, if they're done properly, is a much quicker result, but it can also be very expensive. And it takes some time and some energy. And so keep that in mind when you're thinking about, okay, what Captivate system do I want to use? SEO, other people audiences, or paid ads? And then I want you to be able to pick one core strategy from those three and commit to it for 12 months. So if you're saying, I want to commit to getting in front of other people's audiences, I'm going to do guest podcasting and teaching in other people's masterminds. And then set a goal around that. I want to do X number of guest podcasts a year. Therefore, I want to do whatever number that works out to in 90 days, right? So that you have a goal for each 90-day section of your year and you know how many podcasts you need to get on to reach your goal. All right, the second piece of the framework I referred to as Connect. And so this is where someone has come into our world brand new, they've just heard of us, and we're offering them something free in exchange for their contact information. So many times we may use a lead magnet or a freebie, and we're giving that to the person in exchange for their email address. Once we have their email address, now we can continue to follow with them, dig a little deeper and get to know them a little bit more. So it may not always be giving them a lead magnet. You may have a request for proposal or book a consult or something like that in your business. But the point of this is that you want to be able to automate this part of your business. Set it up and forget about it. So it's rinse and repeat. When someone gets into your world, they see your lead magnet, they enter their email address, they're automatically given a sequence of emails that dives a little deeper into who you are and what you offer. Right? Or they're requesting a proposal, boom, they get a calendar link, they book their time to meet with you if that's what the case is. Whatever the situation is for your business, you want to ensure that they're getting that step by step. And so, for example, in my business, you've heard me talk about the CEO Power Hour playbook. And so some of you have gone to the website and downloaded that. And when you do, you're going to get a welcome email right away, and then a few more emails to follow that to get to know me, right? So think about, do you have this type of system in place in your business? And if you do, is it getting you the results you're expecting? So we're looking at, what is the conversion rate off of this lead magnet or off of booking a consult or requesting a proposal, whatever that is? We want to make sure that it's working for the people who are finding it. And if it's not working, what can we tweak and change so that it is giving us the results we're looking for? All right, third step of this framework is what I call cultivate. So this is people who already know you, they've come into your world, they've got their freebie, they're on your email list, and now this is a time for know, like, and trust building. This is a time when you're showcasing your expertise to them. It's not the same as the first step, the Captivate, because in Captivate, these are brand new people who are coming into our world. In Cultivate, they already know us and we're diving deeper. So do you have a system in place for this in your business? Do you send out a weekly email, a weekly newsletter? Do you answer their questions? Do you help them get to solve their problem easier, right? And so what is this system in your business? Maybe it's a personal reach out. Maybe it's free content. But whatever that looks like, make sure you have a system in place so that it's rinse and repeat and repeatable. And even your team can be looking after that for you if you have a team, so that you don't have to be dealing with, oh, what am I going to write in the newsletter this week? And so for me in my business, I do a weekly podcast episode, as you know, and so I send a weekly email about that episode to the people who are on my list, and it gets them a chance to get to know me even more. All right, the fourth step of this is convert, and this is really about what we're selling them, right? And so now we want to take them, they know us, they know, like, and trust us, and we want to actually invite them to work with us on a deeper level and purchase a paid program from us. So this could be a live training session followed with several emails. This could be a number of consults in a month. This could be an open enrollment to a quarterly program or course or consultation, whatever you have in your business, but this is where you're inviting them to come and buy something from you. So again, do you have a system in place for this? And there's clear steps to work through the system. If you have the system in place, is it optimized? Are there any parts of this process that are clunky and don't flow smoothly? And if there are, let's go back, retweak, change, adjust so that it is a smooth process. And then the last step of this framework starts with celebrate. And so this is all about the customer experience, the delivery of the service, the program, or the offering. And this is where we really get to see the transformation in our clients, celebrate their wins with them. And so do we have a process for this? Do we have an onboarding process? How they're going to work through our program? Do we have certain points where we communicate with them and have touch points with them during the transformation? And then at the end of this, do we have an offboarding? And so we want to make sure that we have each of those pieces in place as we're delivering the program. And so think about it. Take some time, reflect, ask yourself, do I have a clear onboarding, a clear workflow, clear communication, and clear offboarding? And if there's areas of that you don't have, then what can we tweak and change? What can we build that then will be repeatable? So if I give an example from my business, I have a CEO Amplify 90-day sprint. And so when someone purchases that, they immediately get an email to tell them their next steps. They get a calendar invite so they know when all the calls are and the Zoom links. We have a kickoff call as an orientation or an onboarding. And then we have a good chunk of an afternoon strategizing and setting up their 90 days. And then from there, each week, I have touch points with them, both on Zoom and in Slack, to keep the lines of communication open, to keep them accountable and help them moving forward. Because I want to make sure at the end of those 90 days that my clients have seen the transformation and have moved from one stage to the next. So I encourage you to think about these five different systems in your business and make sure that you have these in place. And if you don't have them in place, it's okay. A lot of us got to where we are without having those systems in place. But take some time and align your 12-month goals with having these five systems in place. Once you have these rinse and repeat systems, your business will run so much smoother because you're constantly and continuously working that marketing, working the sales, and working the delivery, right? You're not dropping one of those balls because you're busy on something else. Once you have those five systems in place, then you have time to play and be a bit more creative. Then you have time to say, my goal this month is to start to make a new program, or my goal this month is to start to write a book or to do a TED talk, or I know there's lots of ideas you have and what you want to do. But let's get down to the basics and the foundation first. Make sure those systems are in place and that they're working for us. All right, another piece I want to touch on here is the difference between project goals and process goals. And so this might be obvious to some of you, but I just want to make sure we're all on the same page as we move forward. So a process goal is something that is ongoing. It keeps going on in your business day after day, week after week, month after month, and that's how you build the momentum. As an example, this podcast is a process goal in my business. Every week I sit down and record. Every week my team uploads a new podcast episode to our host, and it gets sent out to all the channels. Every week we send out an email to the people on our list to tell them about the new episode. And so this is an ongoing rinse and repeat system, right? Everyone on my team knows what their pieces are, and every week we do the same thing. That's a process goal. A project goal is one that has a start and stop. So it happens once and then it's done. For example, if you wanted to make a new resource for one of your current offerings, you're going to sit down, you're going to make that resource, you're going to tweak it, you're going to edit it, you might show it to a business bestie to get their opinion about, and once it's ready to go, you're done. That project goal is complete. And so we want to make sure that we have our process goals mapped out and working for us before we add in too many project goals. When we're thinking about what our goals are going to be, we have to make sure that we have those process goals laid down and a good foundation. And yeah, it's true, friends, that the first time you're building these systems, it's hard work. I'm not going to lie. It's hard work. But believe me, once you have it in place, then you keep using it. All you need to do the next time you want to market and sell that program is tweak a little bit. But the emails are there. The social posts are there. You're ready to rock and roll. All right. So when we're documenting our 90-day goals, there's a few questions we have to ask ourselves. What do I need help with? Do I need to hire someone to help me do this? Do I need some training, someone to teach me something or coach me? Do I need some follow-up? Or do I just flat out have to pay someone else to do it for me? And do I need any new technology, any new software to be able to reach this goal that I have? Maybe we need to upgrade something we have. And then the other piece of it is, do I need to start instituting a new habit in my professional life? What systems and processes do I need to put in place to be able to reach this goal? Okay. And then from there, I want you to brainstorm every action step that needs to be taken to make that goal happen. And so this is really a big brain dump, if you think about it. I want you to take either, you know, a Google Doc on your computer, a piece of paper, post-it notes, whatever works for you. But you're literally just going to spend 10 minutes thinking, what is every single step that I need to have done in order to make this goal happen? We're not worrying right now, do we have the action steps in the right order? We're not editing the action steps, and we're certainly not assigning these action steps to anyone. We're just simply making a list of all the action steps that need to happen to make this goal, to reach this goal. Editing and figuring out who it's assigned to, that comes later. And so after we have all the steps in place, then we want to lay them out into a timeline. And the reason we want to do a timeline is because most of us are gung-ho, we're ambitious, we've got drive, and we, by our own nature, will front-load our planning into the first few weeks. We'll put so many tasks right up front that we have a hard time completing those tasks. We get overwhelmed, and then we give up. This is too difficult, I'm done. So to give an example of this, let's say you want to run a 5K race and you are not currently a runner. You can't just go out tomorrow and run the 5K race. You have to pace yourself and you have to start off small. If any of you have ever done those, couch to 5K or something, those training plans that are offered, they go little by little, right? The first week you might run for a minute intervals. And then gradually you might run for 3 or 5 minute intervals. And eventually, as you build up, you'll be able to run that first 5K without stopping in between. But that takes time and you have to pace yourself. The same happens with your goals. So as you're thinking about your 90-day goals, don't put everything in the first 30 days because you will burn yourself out. You will get exhausted and you'll give up. So you want to put those tasks through the timeline of the 30, 60, 90-day goals so that you can monitor them and have an equal amount in each of those months. All right, again, back to the CEO pulse check. Once you've laid out your 12-month goals and your 90-day goals, then we're going to break them up into what I call your monthly goals. So what are we accomplishing in the first 30 days, the second 30 days, and the last 30 days? And there's a few questions and a few ways I like to go through this with clients because it's very important that we're taking care of ourselves and also taking care of our business in every month. And so the first off is your time off. Yes, CEOs, you need time off to rest, relax, play, and quite frankly, enjoy life. And so I want you to go through your calendars and lay out specific time that you want off. Block off those dates and make sure that that's protected time. So whether you want time off for vacation, whether you want time off to just relax, you want time off to attend something that your kids are doing, whatever that is for you, time to go see a therapist, massage, whatever you need to do, make sure you're putting that into your calendar and it's upfront in your 30, 60, 90-day goals. The next question is, what are you going to sell that month? And so I encourage everyone to be selling something every month in their business. Now, certainly you don't need to sell your signature product every single month, right? Sell your signature product 2 to 4 times a year and have smaller products which you're going to sell in between. So each month, decide, what are you selling? Is it the same service or something different? And how are you going to invite people to buy from you? And actually write it down. Okay, this month I'm selling product X. I'm going to promote it this way. I'm going to do a live 3-day challenge, for example. It's much easier to take action and follow through if we actually have it written down. So in the CEO Pulse Check, it's a beautiful laid out. You can clearly see what your monthly goals are and exactly what you're going to be selling each month. And then underneath that, what action steps do you need to make this happen? So again, we're going to go back to that brain dump we did, or those post-it notes with all the action steps to make our 90-day goal happen. And we're going to put some of them in this month so that we can accomplish a piece of our 90-day goals. When we are intentional about looking at what we're going to sell each month and how we're going to handle our marketing each month, we end up preventing the gaps, this feast and famine mode, when we're working with clients, the contract ends, and then all of a sudden we look up and we have to start marketing again. When we make it intentional every month, that helps prevent that feast and famine cycle. And so after you've decided what you're selling, then I want you to look at your marketing, your captivate, your connect, your cultivate. Break down into each month what you're going to do and set a goal. So what goals am I going to achieve in the first 30 days, first 60 days, and then 90 days in order to meet that 90-day goal that I had for Captivate? So as an example, I do this podcast. And so every week I do a podcast episode. And so in my 30-day goals, I'm going to do 4 to 5 episodes, depending on how many weeks there are. In my 60-day goals, same thing. And the 90-day goals, the same thing. So when I continuously do that, now at the end of the 90 days, I've been able to reach my goal. Certainly, batching and putting things together is a wonderful way to be more productive. And so I will do that as well. I will batch and put 3 episodes together and record them all at once so that I sit down once or twice a month and record all the podcast episodes for that month. That helps keep me focused, keeps me prioritized, and it also helps for those times when life happens and I don't get a chance to record. I have a couple ahead and I'm not falling behind. Okay, so let's go back to that example where we wanted to build a new course. And let's break out what we would put in our 30, 60, and 90-day goals. And so for our 30-day goals, we're going to start interviewing clients. We're going to do some surveys, get some market research. We're going to talk to different customers, find out what their biggest pain point, their problem is, and what results they're looking for. And this is so, so important because we want to make sure we're on the right track. So many times I see business owners come up with brilliant ideas, but they haven't taken the time to see if that's what their customer and their target audience is actually looking for. So you want to make sure, you want to get some more clarity and make sure that where you think you're going is what your people are actually looking for. So that could be the first 30 days. And then for the next 30 days, so 60 days, we're going to start analyzing. We're going to start doing some research for the concepts of what can be in the course content. We might start mapping out our key topics and concepts that we want to cover in this new program. And then for the last 30 days or the 90 days, we're going to start working on our curriculum outline. So maybe we're going to order some modules and order the lessons in a certain order. So we start to see an outline starting to come together of what this new product is going to be. And then from there, so important, we want to be able to put this plan in a project management tool. The reason for this is we want actionable steps every week for ourselves, but also for our team. Many, many times, a lot of the tasks that you had written out for the 30, 60, and 90 day goals, they don't all have to be done by you, folks. You can use your team to help you do these things. So as an example, I gave this example earlier, I think, with the podcast. Certainly, I have to do the outlining. I have to come up with the topics and I have to do the recording. But after that, I'm done. The rest of my team can take it from there, do the editing, do the posting, and away we go. And so not all the steps have to be done by you, but your team needs to know what the priorities are. They need to know what those 90-day goals are so they know why and what they're supposed to be working on. And so important to put what these action steps are in your project management tool, assign it to someone, and give it a deadline. Three important things. The task has to have a name, it has to have who it's assigned to, and it has to have a deadline. This helps keep everybody rowing in the same direction and knowing what the goals and the priorities are. All right, well, that was a long episode, and I hope you're still with me. But certainly, if this resonated with you, then I want you to consider looking at the CEO Amplify 90-Day Sprint, because this is exactly what we do inside the sprint. We help you work out your 90-day plan and then provide mentoring and support to help you keep accountable and implement your plan. So again, check out the CEO Pulse Check if you haven't already. It's at ceoamplify.ca/CEO-PulseCheck, a great resource to help keep you accountable for the next 90 days. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to see you next week.